It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report Hour number 3 on Monday, the 1st of July. The amazing Josh Bernstein, his website is on Patreon, patreon.com/Josh, J-O-S-H, Bernstein. And Josh does a lot of video podcasting as well with his buddy on a lot of news items. He's probably one of the top geopolitical analysts, and I'm sure, I don't gamble, but I guess if he gambled, he'd be probably taking away all the chips because he's... I'm going to say a very careful optimist, but a realist, that faces the reality of what we're facing right now, whether it's the left or the right or what's going on in both parties. Josh, lots of stories happening over the weekend. The latest visit with Trump at the G20, and then, of course, you cross the demilitarized zone to shake hands with Kim for 53 minutes. What's your analysis of what's going on?
Yeah, that was something else. It was interesting how, you know, he used the summit and then the fact that he was in the area to kind of say, hey, just wanted to stop on by if you're around. And I thought it was good diplomacy. Obviously, there's been some tensions as of late where they are trying to go back to their old tricks, so to speak, or at least thinking about it. And maybe that will have, you know, quelled those results that they're looking to continue on with.
Right.
I think more than anything else, what would be really good is to have a summit with the three countries so that we can get involved in that as well. And so they're not at each other's
And Russia, you know, and Russia and China. Because, yeah, it's basically, I think it should be a four-country visit. Because we know from my classified sources, we talked about this with my co-whistleblower John W. Spring, was a whistleblower for the 1962 and 87 Russian nukes in Cuba and Grenada Island. And we are the whistleblower for the Larochila Island nukes by Russia with their hypersonic cruise missiles. And Punta Huerte right now is sending information to President Trump. The fact is, the rocket systems and the guidance systems that Kim has are not homemade. They're delivered by Rosatom outside of Moscow. So Russia and China are directly, financially and otherwise, technically supporting Kim. They didn't invent these systems. That's why when we see nuclear proliferation, whether it's to Iran or to Venezuela, all of these systems have been exported by these major countries, Russia and China. And that's where we have to actually get a deal. That's why I honestly think that just dealing with Kim is nice on a photo op, but I'm sure Kim wants to make a deal, but there's also some hardliners inside his own government. They're collaborating with Russia, and until Russia gets what it wants, I'm certain they're not going to stop and be able to get on-the-ground inspections to actually know what they have and start disassembling it to make sure that North Korea never gets nukes or has the ability to use nukes. I'm certain they do have them right now. The problem is that, you know, they haven't shot long-range or intermediate-range, but they did shoot short-range missiles. Thank God that hasn't happened. My feeling is, the real deal needs to be with Mr. Putin and also Mr. Xi. And I think there's a linkage with trade and with international currency standards and the SWIFT transfer money system and so on. And people don't want to make that linkage. I think the idea of just making a deal between Kim and the United States is a fantasy without Russia and China involvement.
Well, I think you're absolutely correct from the Russia standpoint, because let's not forget, North Korea didn't even really exist without Russia. I mean, it was the Russians that installed the Kim dynasty, basically. They put in Kim Il-sung.
His grandfather, they're just basically a satellite of Russia. They're one of the last holdovers of the Soviet Union. In fact, if you want to say it, it's the last card standing in the Soviet pack. So that the last card standing is North Korea, right?
Exactly. And they practice what's known as Juche, which is a Stalinist ideology that centers around a particular leader or a mythical figure, and that's obviously the Kim family, the Kim dynasty. But yes, the Russians are involved. The Russians have been involved with North Korea since the very inception of the country.
Do you remember, did you see the interview? One of the funniest movies on earth I've ever seen, although it's scary funny.
Yeah, the interview.
And they actually mentioned one of the things is that they had this myth that Kim Jong-un and his father didn't have to actually go and have a bowel movement because they had a nuclear reactor in their guts to turn what they ate into, you know, nuclear fuel, that they were like some kind of superhumans. So there's these strange myths that surround the Kim family, and they mythologized them.
Yeah.
And one of the things that happened when they brought these people across the DMZ is the new press secretary got beaten up. It was a replacement for Sarah Sanders. And I'm thinking, what happened? I guess they assaulted or roughed up the new press secretary, thinking they're going to protect Kim. It's like, I'm certain Kim was in total safety there. The real issue to me is that if he does something that some of his hardliners in his own government don't want, I'd be worried he'd be poisoned in his sleep because some of his own people, because the people in North Korea are very paranoid. They're very smart people. And you can see genetically the intelligence and the ability of the South Koreans. They're one of the most advanced cultures on the planet, making some of the best electronics and technology, bioscience research, and cloning animals like dogs and so on. I mean, it's an amazing culture, South Korea. But the hermit empire of the North has been desperate. I mean, a lot of people are starving to death or have, you know, yard-long parasites in their guts. And they have a very large army. They have a tens of thousands of tube rockets that could be fired within minutes at Seoul. And so this could be a major trigger. And the problem is the DMZ area is like a fire starter. It's almost like, you know, they have kerosene there ready for somebody to throw a cigarette. This could really blow up really quickly. And, you know, I don't know if Russia realizes how dangerous this game is, because Russia is continuing to support Kim, and so is China. Economically and probably technically as well, but primarily Russia with the Rosatom rockets and the guidance systems. And I don't think if Putin gets what he wants, he's going to allow Kim to actually demilitarize.
Well, I think what's interesting is that you are correct from the standpoint of Russia, but also China. I mean, Kim Jong-un doesn't go to the restroom without asking Xi Jinping for permission to do so.
Exactly.
I mean, everything that is done in North Korea is based on China's ability to allow him to do it. I mean, the entire country would starve to death completely if China was to cut them off. So, you know, the key is China, because they're close neighbors. And the key is to put the pressure on the Chinese government to stop the North Koreans. The problem is that China uses North Korea as their quote-unquote junkyard dog. It's their dog that they have on the leash that is biting and barking and salivating, but the chain hasn't snapped. And they're trying to use that junkyard dog as an international ploy, if you will, to get what they want.
Right.
And we have to call their bluff on that.
Right, there's three things they want, basically, which they've had for 25 years since they got on the world trade. They want, number one, access to our intellectual property. They want to steal our patents and produce our products on their same plants after hours. And three, they want to continue spying on us into our intelligence operations and our universities. So they have over 400,000 students here that are in a sense spies, technical spies and so on, to try to export technology back, but also spying directly into our power grid, our air traffic controllers, and our water treatment plants. It's not just Russia. China has a thing called the Blue Army in eastern China. There's over 250,000 hackers that can hack into any country on Earth, but particularly America, because although they want to have us as the best customers in the world, allow them to buy and have an economy, they also eventually, they have this document called 2025 that Xi has written, like the new Mao, that he wants to take over world artificial intelligence and production of all commercial goods on the planet. That's why they built 500,000 warehouses to store material to build everything that people want, from Christmas toys to clothes and shoes, and they want to wipe out everybody else. I mean, China's attitude and policy is pretty damned obscene. I mean, they could have a good economy if they were going to deal with us and actually act more rational, like surrounding countries like Vietnam and Japan. But a lot of companies have actually left China while the fight's going on with Trump, not because there isn't a deal yet, but also because the Chinese are being so aggressive with corporations that are actually have moved their business to China, and they're moving out. They're moving out of China, and already their economy is literally collapsing internally, not just because of their stock market but because of company migration to adjacent Asian countries that are more reasonable.
Well, I also think that China's ego is what is going to be its demise. Because
right.
China thinks, from an egotistical standpoint, that they can be the superpower of the world. Sorry, but that's not going to happen. And just because you have a billion people and a lot larger population doesn't, you know, translate to power. It just means more problems, really, for China and the country
right.
itself.
Well, only about 300 or 400 million are actually in a we call industrial areas.
Two thirds plus are in rural areas where their country,
part of their country, is 2 centuries in the past. So they've got a strange attitude. And not only that, demographically, they published about 2 months ago that they have 1.8 million breed ready females. Because they've aborted so many females now, they have, in at least their estimates, 36.5 million excess males. It's probably closer to 100 million, which is the. And I remember Mao Zedong quoting this in the late 1940s, that that they could send an army of 100,000, which is a 100 million man army, into the Middle East. The fact is that China has a fairly large army. It's one of the largest in the world, but it's not the largest. And the fact is that a conventional army couldn't come against an unconventional advanced adversary like America with 21st century weapons. But they're not. They don't have enough sense to realize that building and weaponizing the South China Sea Islands after they got a deal with Biden and trying to play hardball with us is not going to get anywhere. And it won't just be Trump now or in this term and the next term, which I'm sure he'll get reelected. But America's attitude is going to change. The public won't put up with, now that their eyes are opened as to what Trump did about trade, etc., Americans won't put up with it anymore. And that means the whole world stage, whether it's Britain or Europe or China or Russia, they're not going to be able to rape and pillage America anymore, are they?
Well, that depends. After Trump, we have another weak leader comes in and reverses all the policies and positions of Trump.
I think if Trump, could happen. Trump needs a foundation and needs to start christening someone in a second term that'll come in and actually take over his position and continue the Trumpian policies. I think that post-Trump, Trump can be an advisor, like a post-presidential advisor, but he needs to have policies. So, for example, we don't go socialist, which is anti-Christian, anti-Jewish, and anti-human, with the systems where, like in countries like Canada, where they, if you're too expensive to take care of you, they give you a lethal injection. And you don't want government control, which squelches new innovation and new ideas and new ownership of property and technology. Now, we've invented the world. 90% of world patents are American. They're not Canada or Britain or whatever. And if you include these other countries, that's the other 10%. The Chinese and these other countries invent almost nothing. They just steal it. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. And we need a leader after President Trump that is more Trumpian than even President Trump was. One of the good things about President Trump and the fact that he won the presidency and brought upon this new wave of political being, if you will, is that more people will come from the business world, the cutthroat business world, to run for president in the future. So there'll be other people now that maybe in the past said, oh, well, you had to be a lawyer or you had to be a senator or a congressman or a governor or a mayor. But now, wait a minute, we can have a business professional, someone that's run businesses and owns companies,
like,
come in.
Or someone like yourself, President Bernstein. Again. I mean, you know all the issues, Josh. Someone like you that actually knows, in fact, you cut deeper than even good people on Fox like Hannity or... Tucker Carlson, they'll go only so far, and then there seems to be a red line where they don't want to cross. I have a feeling that the Judge Pirro, who's Syrian Lebanese, like some of my heritage, would have made an excellent attorney general, that she probably crossed the line at Fox, and then they, her show's number one popular over at the weekend there, and she's excellent analyzing and doing her discussions at the beginning of her shows. But we need someone like that, or maybe we need someone like you. President Bernstein, have you ever thought of it?
I have not, no.
I'll tell you, I would vote for you.
Ha, 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 ha.
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared is extremely important for pain control, simulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And we're back with Josh Bernstein again. His website is Patreon, patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. And Josh, we're working on with Tomas, our major and amazing board op here at CRN Talk Radio, so we can actually patch it through so I can, on the break, so I'm able to talk to you for a moment or two besides a couple minutes bio break, I call them. So let's continue your analysis of what's going on. I honestly think that all the rager media, they're positive, like Fox News is the only one that's on the conservative side, but most of the media are so much against Trump, in so many ways it's obscene. It basically is a media and intel agency coup, and I believe that in the next few months we're going to start seeing some people from the Department of the FBI, Department of Justice, etc., are going to start doing the perp walk, and including Mr. Steele, who's going to be extradited, I'm sure, and he'll be cross-examined. We're going to see Mr. Mueller have to answer questions in Congress. He doesn't want to answer. He wants to just kind of quote the report. But he basically hid documents like the Page and Strzok emails. How long ago did he know that this was all a scam, and over a year ago? But he continued the game, which, by the way, was one of the major reasons why the Democrats took the House back, is because of the lies. And up to a few months ago when the Mueller report came out, and still now, most of the Democrats still think that Donald Trump was guilty of a felony and is a criminal, which is a total lie. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is, and I'm going to explain a couple things, so kind of let me go through this.
Absolutely.
When the initial investigation started and Rod Rosenstein appointed Robert Mueller, there was two memos, two objectives. And the first memo was investigate the Trump campaign for any contacts with the Russian government or Russian interference. The second memo was, based on those findings, if there's anything else, report on that and anything having to do with obstruction of justice. That was it. Now, after about 5 to 6 months, Andrew Weissmann went to his team and also to Robert Mueller and said, there's no there. In other words, after 5 months, they knew that President Trump was totally exonerated and totally innocent. They even put this in the report.
Wow.
So what happened after that is that Rod Rosenstein then did not tell the Trump campaign and Trump's legal counsel. Instead, he made a secret memo that this time was not public. And in that secret memo, he decided to change it all by himself, the direction of the Mueller report, to focus on Paul Manafort. And he knew that Paul Manafort had business dealings in the Ukraine. He also just assumed that he didn't, that he broke the FARA, you know, thing, which is the Foreign Agent Registration Act, which every single person, left, right, center, always breaks. So what happened is Rod Rosenstein assumed that there was FARA infractions and told Robert Mueller to go after the process crimes of the FARA infraction. Once he did that, then he directed him to investigate not just that, but he used the FARA infractions as a way to do the raid, the no-knock raid on Paul Manafort, in which that's where they gained the treasure trove of information, bank statements, all of the financial records. They went to his locker, his storage unit, and they got all that information as well. Then they waited about a month to 6 weeks to go through it all, and then that's when they put together the case against Manafort. And also from that, they then decided to direct Mueller towards Michael the Rat Cohn. So you can literally say that the incarceration and arrest of Paul Manafort is directly related to Rod Rosenstein.
Right.
It is so sick. He should have ended the investigation after 5 or 6 months when he already knew that there was no there. But instead, he didn't do that. He's a piece of crap. And I hope that these people are held accountable for what they did.
Well, my guess is that there are going to start to be, with Durham's analysis and with the new AG Barr, you're going to start seeing the perp walk. Now, it needs to go all the way up to not only Hillary Clinton, and but also directly all the way up to Obama. And by the way, this isn't the first time Obama was violating the rules regarding the FISA court, etc. We can see that over a number of cases, years before even Trump applied to become president, that Barack Obama had, in a sense, weaponized the Department of Justice and the FBI to do things that are illegal. And they relied on this. In fact, you could see the Clinton Foundation getting money, and no one investigated Uranium One. Nobody investigated right. the other things that are tied directly to the bleach bit of destruction of emails or use of hammers. No one investigated the Clinton Foundation money that went in to buy this fake dossier. I've renamed, by the way, the Mueller report to the Mueller dossier because it's that useless. This is not a document.
Yeah, that's a really good nickname for it because, as Mark Meadows has said, it is 448 pages of absolute gold for the counter-investigation because there's so many misrepresentations, there's so many misstatements, there's so many lies, there's so many dates that are now wrong. And Mueller's going to get it. Trust me, he's going to get it. They're going to really wish that they didn't bring Mueller back from the dead, you know, into this investigation.
Well,
because the Republicans get to ask the tough questions. You know, he's going to get the softball questions from the Democrats. But you know what? The Republicans are going to ask him, so when did you know? And when did the investigation really start, knowing that they already have the answers to it? And he's going to have to answer truthfully. And guess what? He's going to get caught up in this.
Right. In fact, you know, it's the old story, if you're a liar and you're asked enough questions, you're going to get caught in your lies and eventually get prosecuted.
Exactly.
And this
absolutely
man, by the way, and his cohorts are going to end up, I think it's very probable that Mueller himself could end up in prison.
But I'll tell you right now, you know what I'm worried about? I'm worried about Ray. Ray is in the way. Christopher Ray needs to be gone immediately. President Trump, if he gets a chance to hear this, people need to reach out to the president and say, fire him immediately.
Right.
Get rid of Christopher Ray.
He's very
close to Comey, and he's very close to Mueller.
I think you advised President Trump to fire Sessions before, because Sessions was a plant, too. It's obvious he was not a bad senator from his state, but the way he operated as an attorney general is obscene. And, you know, the fact that even Rosenstein didn't recuse himself, or even Mueller. Mueller, the day before he actually got appointed by Rosenstein to be head of this commission, he raised questions up in his interview dealing with wanting to become the director of the FBI. And the fact is he should be asking questions about the fact that he himself is a witness toward the investigation, which he should have recused himself from even being involved. But he didn't, did he?
He didn't. And not only that, Rod Rosenstein illegally, and I'll use those words, illegally appointed Robert Mueller to be the special prosecutor.
Right.
So essentially, these convictions, Paul Manafort and others, they're not even valid, in my opinion, because he did not get appointed through the advice and consent of the Senate, nor was he confirmed as a special prosecutor, and he didn't go through the right channel. So as far as I'm concerned, he doesn't meet the sniff test, if you will, of being a special prosecutor because, again, he's in violation of the appointment clause.
I heard an interesting discussion talking about one of the political experts about young people in Russia, what they think of the KGB, and they think of how bad it is and how they now think of American intelligence. And there's a feedback from some of the legal experts who have been back and forth and lived in Russia as American experts for years that, in fact, the Russian youth and the middle-aged people, now they're smart enough to know otherwise, don't respect our intelligence agencies any more than the KGB that persecute their own citizens. They realize that we have the same problems as the KGB in Russia, right?
No doubt. Our deep state is the equivalent of the KGB in Russia.
Right.
I mean, the only difference is maybe, you know, they aren't rounding up people and executing them, but give them time, right, if they're left unchecked. But the bottom line is we've got to put these people in check, and that check needs to have bars in front of them for a very long time. They need to be held accountable. I believe Christopher Wray is in the way. I believe Durham and Barr will do their job. But in the end, Christopher Wray is protecting the deep state. He is protecting the FBI, and he's protecting the Department of Justice. Wray is in the way, and he must go.
Yeah, I think that that's going to happen. My guess is that it will only be after Trump gets reelected that he starts giving pardons out to whoever he feels. Some will get pardoned, some won't. Some that have turned on him, like Cohen, I don't think are going to get any pardon. But I think I think Manafort and Flynn, remember Flynn's son literally went bankrupt trying to support a financial legal challenge by the government. this can happen to any American citizen as an obscenity. That your government will come after you because you're affiliated with a president that the deep state doesn't like now. I think that the deep state thinks they're the government, and the idea of an elected official of a party that they don't support, because Hillary Clinton is just another functionary of the deep state. It's obvious that she will do whatever the deep state wants. So, you know, this is very concerning. Do we have a global government now? Yeah.
Yep. It's amazing when you think about what they have done and what they continue to try to do, and the cover-ups and everything else. I mean, the deep state is real. There's no question about it. And it's funny, they asked Christopher Wray about it, and he said that he didn't believe that there was a deep state. Well, that's because you're part of
it. He's one of them. Also, look at the demon rats. And I use the same term as Judge Pirro. I guess we both have Syrian Lebanese blood, so we named them the same thing. And you're really good. You and I have come up with some similar names to these groups. But the parade of the clown car of Democrats and their comments, it's like, they're giving Trump so much material to use as he runs toward the election. Let's talk about that for a minute, because when I hear Kamala Harris and she screws up her face, or I look at the angry face like Mr. Potato Head of Bernie Sanders Claus, or I look at Biden and he looks like he's just come out of a nursing home and he's confused about what to say next, and or he waits for other people to raise their hand before he raises his hand on the stage there the other night. I'm thinking, this is a joke. I mean, honestly, the moderators are apologizing that this is a mess. It's a mess because many of these people, which are politicians and senior people already in office, are insane. And they don't want to serve the people of America. They want to serve their own power or control or just money. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, the insanity thing that you just said is where it all starts and ends. I've said this on numerous shows in the last week or so, every time I've commented on the debates. And it's literally as if, you know, you went to Bellevue Psychiatric Hospital in New York and went and talked to the inmates and said, hey, who in here wants to run for president? And a bunch of them raised their hand, and you said, okay, go ahead, get in the wagon, we're going to Washington. Because honestly, the amount of sanity level is about the same as an inmate in a psychiatric ward. I mean, you got one guy saying that men should have reproductive justice rights for getting pregnant, which doesn't make any biological sense. One guy saying that 70% tax rates are not even high enough, and saying that when people tell me that there's not enough money, I just tell them it's in the wrong hands. Wow, what a psychopath this Bill de Blowhard is. And then you've got this Kamala, you know, downtown Willie Brown Harris, who I absolutely cannot stand. I cannot stand that woman. Out of all 20 that are running, when I see her and she opens up her mouth, she is the most elitist, snottiest, nastiest, venomous, vitriolic, mean-spirited person ever when she opens up her mouth. And a lot of that has to do with what she did to David Daladin,
exactly,
the Center for Medical Progress.
Right.
She was the guiding force behind the prosecution of Daladin when he exposed Planned Parenthood. So when I see her on that stage, she absolutely, literally makes me feel ill just looking at her. And the rest of them, you know, you've got Brett Lyon, Bernie Sanders, you know, you've got him. And, it's just a joke. And then the new one, Marianne Williamson.
We've got to come up with names for every one of these ones. You know, I think you and I should be creative over the next few weeks.
Let me go through a couple more. You know, you've got this Marianne Williamson. And I was just on another show today talking about her. So what's going to happen? Iran threatens to bomb the United States or Israel. What's she going to do? She's going to fly to Sedona and go find a vortex and pray about it? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I couldn't believe when I heard her talk like that. I think
It talks about defeating our
enemies. Is she a shaman or some kind of a mystic priest? What, a priestess?
Missiles and tanks and bombs and drones. Love ain't going to cut it, honey.
Yeah, I know. It's you know, as I say, you and I are both believers. You're Jewish, have Jewish and Cohenic heritage. And I can tell you, as a Christian, an American, we take action. We don't just stand there and wait for it to happen. As I say, I'm a Joshua type believer. And we need to do something about this foolishness, don't we?
Absolutely.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions haven't.
And welcome back. Josh, please continue your analysis. By the way, if they go to your website, you can do a lot of other shows. You do some video podcasting as well on major news items, and sometimes you're a really busy guy. How else can they watch your shows and listen to you?
Well, again, patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. That's the number one spot because of the censorship on YouTube, shadow banning on Twitter, in the Facebook gulag at 30 days at a clip. We're telling the truth, you know?
Right.
It's not because of language. It's not because of graphic images or vulgarity or anything like that. It's because I do investigative work. And as I say, the Josh Bernstein Show starts where the rest of the media ends, meaning that wherever they leave off on the story, that's where I pick up.
You're right
and I keep going.
You're right at the top of my list of co-broadcasters with me that gets deep geopolitical issues. And you don't even get into conspiracy theories or off into classified stuff. You just deal with stuff that you can actually research and find evidence. You know, video clips of people like Kamala Harris, or statements that are public that anybody can see in a news article like AP Newswire. And the fact is, without people like you and I that actually ask tough questions and find evidence and present it to the public, the public's in grave danger. And the thing is that we're the only stopgap between us and the deep blue sea, as they say. Like, you know, that movie The Shining years ago? We're the only thing stopping the dancing of the devil in the deep blue sea. Literally. And, you know, as much as all the other media, that means regular, even alternative media, much of it is fluff or doesn't go deep enough. And the regular media is useless except for Fox. And even Fox only won't go all the way. They won't ask questions, for example, why are we having so many people emigrating from Central and South America and so on? Well, part of the reason is because the drug cartels are tied to our intel agencies, the SAD, or Special Activity Division. Why are we allowing the borders to be open now? I think Trump should actually even go one step further if he can't get things going and actually declare some form of martial law if necessary in order to get the directive that basically the judge put out that allows him to let kids come in, even to recycle kids that are not genetically related to into the country. And then they recycle these kids. They put the kids in danger by shipping them back to Central America. All this stuff is, and then the Democrats won't even pay for funding, and we have AOC protesting, even building beds for these kids. I mean, oh my gosh, how crazy are these people? They protest building beds when we want to take care of the kids that are here illegally, and they protest us building beds. How nuts is that?
Well, look, anything that, you know, Republicans and President Trump are going to do, it's not going to sit well. Even if it's helping humanity, even if it's helping, you know, illegal aliens, even if it's doing anything to make anyone's life better, if a Republican is the one that's doing it, they're going to protest it. I mean, look, we just had the president step foot in North Korea, and immediately they say, oh, that's not diplomacy. That's hanging around with another terrorist. Or what about when we passed the First Step Act, you know, to get people out of prison and to do prison reform? Oh, well, you know, we didn't go far enough. That wasn't good enough. You know, they had to poo-poo that. Or the fact that he didn't strike Iran, and you had people on CNN saying, oh, he's afraid and he should have struck Iran. So no matter what this president does, as I say in the opening of my show, President Trump could cure cancer tomorrow and rescue kittens from a burning building, and they'd still call him a piece of something. So the bottom line is they're never going to give him any credit.
Well, the amazing thing to me, when I saw him sitting there very humbly saying, you know, I took it in balance, and I know they took out a $140 million Golden Hawk drone, which doesn't have weapons, it's not a Reaper. And it probably was over their airspace, to be honest, because they had turned off the guidance system in it. But the fact is, he said, you know, I thought it would be 150 dead Iranians if I did this, and it wasn't in balance. And he realized, as a decent human being, he thought it didn't make sense. He figured he had many more options before he starts to do something. When he did deploy troops and defense systems, it's defensive. It's not to start a war. In fact, the only thing Trump wants, because he's not a warmonger, is simply have on-the-ground verification they won't enrich high-grade uranium or make nuclear weapons. That's it. He doesn't want a regime change of the mullahs. He doesn't want to do anything else. In fact, he wants Iranians to be able to become a tourist place again, and he wants the Islamic Republic to actually eventually, if they do a regime change, it's the young people, a generation from now, decide to change it. But he certainly doesn't want America to engage in a stupid war where a lot of dead Americans, a lot of dead Iranians, and of course the danger that could trigger off Russia firing off missiles from La Orchila Island or Punta Huerte in America and either hit us with an EMP weapon of indignation or hit our military bases or population centers and precipitate World War III. These idiots on CNN, Trump can do nothing right. I mean, it's like they say that Trump is like he's got the anti-Midas touch. Everything he touches turns to fecal matter, when in fact the news media, to me, are a bunch of criminals. I think, honestly, he should be delicensing CNN, MSNBC, and these broadcasters and people who write articles that I think are a coup should spend some time in jail in an orange jumpsuit. I honestly think it's at the point now, we're not saying about free speech. This is a type of speech that's trying to do a coup against the president, isn't it?
Clearly it was, and we know that the intel community was working with the media and the Democrats. So, yes, it is the three-pronged, three-headed monster, if you will. Now, I've said this many times. You know, one retraction is a mistake. You know, a couple of retractions is shoddy journalism. But when you have to retract and you get things wrong and you're fake news every single day, then that's a legitimate, demonic, evil, mean-spirited agenda against a free nation to misinterpret the truth and to confuse them and give them, you know, misinformation, clearly. So, yes, I believe in a three-strike rule for the media. I think after a certain amount of time that they should lose their ability to report the news if they can't get the facts of the story accurate. And I think that they should be graded on based on how many times they have a retraction. Look, I can do a story, and 100 times I'm good to go, but if one time out of 100 I'm wrong, I'm going to retract it, okay? And I'm going to get there, and I'm going to say, hey, look, you know what? Last week I said X, Y, Z, and ABC, and that wasn't 100% right. I've now found out that it's actually, you know, CDF or whatever it might be. But I have the journalistic integrity to do that, okay?
Do you think it might be worthwhile to have
LSDs and the alphabets of the world, they don't do that typically.
Do you think that we should have some kind of, I'm not talking about government, but let's say an independent agency to validate whether or not they actually have some evidence behind their statements? And if it's reported, then there should be some legal action and some punitive action, either temporary delicensing or removing certain journalists. For example, that guy that's always attacking Trump in the White House. I think there should there should be basically large fines, and there should eventually be some people that basically get banned from raising questions because they never get it right. You know, it's like somebody raising their hand in the class. I mean, if you're in a classroom and a kid in the back of the class is always disruptive and always says insane things in the class just to be disruptive, they're going to get sent home or they're going to get a detention certificate. Why aren't there consequences? I don't understand it. Do you? I think Trump is too tolerant of these people.
I don't, but I'll tell you this. This guy, what's his name, Len Wood, the attorney that is representing the young 16-year-old kid with the thing with against CNN, that attorney is going to make them pay majorly. And maybe then, when they lose millions upon millions of dollars in lawsuits, litigation, and fines, maybe then they'll start to change their tune a little bit. But again, the problem is if we have an independent, quote-unquote independent journalist, board, if you will, that kind of like, you know, rates everything and makes sure that it's all right and is kind of, you know, impartial. The problem is that what they're doing right now on social media is they're lying, saying that some of the ones that they're using are impartial. They're saying that the Southern Poverty Law Center is now an impartial investigative thing to determine and disseminate fake news. Are you kidding me? That's like saying Hillary Clinton has amazingly truthful email practices, okay? There's no difference between the two. Or you have these idiots at Snopes, these liars at Snopes, that's what they are. Even when they know a story is wrong, they'll say partially false, or they'll say partially true, or they'll say...
That's like being partially dead, you know?
Even when they know that they're wrong, they won't admit that they're wrong.
Right, it's like going into the morgue and have somebody that's been pulled out of storage in sub-zero temperatures and say they're only partially dead because their eyes are still open.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Exactly.
You know, and the thing is, if it didn't have a body count, it could be funny, but it's actually not funny. And the problem I see
really
is if Trump doesn't stop this, whether it's Trump or a future president, it means we are moving to become just like the Soviet Union, and totalitarian globalists will control it and control the population, especially with AI and social media. We're moving into a very dark future if we don't stop this. Because the combination of technology and bad politics, I see the Democratic Party as literally like the Burning Man. It's just burning itself up. I mean, this far before the election to make all their statements that are so obscene and put hands up over the, you know, I'm going to give free health care to all the illegals and free college and free. Look, I want it affordable. I want a social safety net. Just like the year I went to practice in Georgia, they had a safety net to make sure nobody got turned out of the emergency room. But, you know, you can set a safety net up without having totalitarian top-down control to control reproduction and forced vaccination, like the crazy state of California. You can have a system where you don't have socialism, godless socialism, and you can have, I can still have my health insurance. You can have transparency in healthcare pricing without getting rid of the idea of a free market system, right?
The bottom line is this. Healthcare is not a right, nor should it be a right. It should be as affordable as humanly possible, and the quality should be as excellent as possible, and as many people should be able to access it. But it's not a right. It's not in the Constitution. So the left is wrong when they run around saying that it's a right. It's not a right. But again, I believe, as many people do, that health care should be affordable and the quality of care should be great. But that doesn't mean most that the government has to dictate it to you. That would be what I would say to that.
Well, when I see health care, and I've been a doctor for 40-some years, 46 years, what I see happening in healthcare, both here and in socialist countries like Canada and Britain, is that by and large, the doctors are drug salesmen, don't know very much basic science, are procedures, whether it's surgery or non-surgery, and they don't want to step out of line or they'll lose their license or they'll be told it's non-standard care. And I don't think it's necessarily optimized for people. For example, I see people doing things. I have over 400 health protocols that can help you better at a far cheaper price and less invasion. For example, I can do a procedure with you, ECP developed by the Research Institute in Israel, called extracorporeal counterpulsation, and we can give you cardiac peptides that were developed in Europe by the Russian Academy of Sciences by Dr. Cavinson, and my nutraceuticals, and I can regrow coronary arteries for you so you don't need a bypass or stents. We have all kinds of alternatives for cancer therapy, peripheral neuropathy, organic dementia, ADD, depression, but you know what? I don't want a license in this country because the top-down control systems of the state licensing boards are so corrupt. It's obscene. And the medical system, by the way, are populated by doctors who are, by and large, pretty gutless because they don't want to step out of line or they'll lose their income source, or they'll be upsetting their colleagues, or one group that has connections to the medical board will persecute another group that's competing against them. And people don't realize this is how bad it is. I like Trump's idea of transparency in pricing. I like the idea of getting rid of state licensing authorities. I like the idea of a non-government licensing. I want alternate pathways. So if you're a medic in the Army and you've done five tours of duty and you're doing surgery in a mass unit, if you can master the database, I want to see that you can prove you're a surgeon. If you are, God bless you. Same as a nurse practitioner that's been doing it 20 years and she wants to do C-sections. Let her learn how to do the procedure and save lives. How's that?
Sounds good to me.
Pay doctors an hourly wage and get rid of fee-for-service, and then they'll do their job rather than doing procedures. How's that? It could be income neutral. Make sure they get the same money at the end of the year, but they won't have to do procedures or fill in fancy forms or fight with insurance. Just do your job. Thank you. Amazing show again, Josh Fursey. We're back tomorrow, and we're going to have Mark Gaffney back and John W. Spring, whistleblower for Large Hadron Collider and Russian nukes. You don't want to miss it. Thank you, and our sale is on. The code is LIBERTY. Go to NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Which was most appropriate because that was your theme.